You've made it to episode 16 of Dead FM. Just the news this time, folks. We have been sick. We have been in productions and out of productions and gearing ready for productions. And so, October is going to be awesome. We just got the news this month. And here it is. The Darkness Rising Blu-ray Kickstarter fulfillment is getting close. We're only down to a last couple of items that we're still waiting on. Primarily, this has to do with items that need to be signed. This is one of the reasons why we don't really like to do signed stuff during Kickstarter, is because it's just really hard to get everybody together to get them done. But we also know that as a Kickstarter reward, signed stuff is kind of what you folks want. And so, unfortunately, that just means that it delays things because of just trying to get those together. But I have just about everything, including Bard hats, in my possession right now. So I even got the patches recently. So I think that's all we're missing right now is getting some stuff signed. Those materials have been printed, they're ready to go, and we're just trying to get everybody coordinated to get signatures, because there's quite a bit. The Demon Hunters role-playing game Kickstarter fulfillment is also coming along quite nicely. I did get finally all of the beta hardcover, or not hardcover, but actual hard copies. The softcover books that we got. And so those are here in my possession as well. The book itself is coming on really well. In fact, we kind of hit a little bit of a snag regarding the cover, in that Ben Honeycutt designed a color cover that is so freaking awesome that I've had to go back to my printers and start talking about doing two different versions of the book. One in that awesome sort of foil stamped leatherette cover, sort of the deluxe one. And then the other one with this new gorgeous, awesome comic art cover that is either going to be a hardcover or a soft cover. Hardcovers are looking a lot more expensive than I was hoping. Drive-Thru RPG, it sounds like their hardcovers are not worth it. And so we may just go with soft covers, because apparently the soft covers are really, really nice quality. And that's really important to me. I don't want to offer something on, you know, Drive-Thru or wherever and have the game, the book quality be sort of subpar. And so we're kind of trying to... I'm noodling that one right now. What's awesome also is that this Mad Science chapter has, it's huge, it's awesome. It's got an amazing process for you to be creating Mad Science prototypes and gadgets and stuff. It's really, really cool. I'm excited for you to get that. Also, the Magic chapter, same kind of thing with designing and creating a ritual. We have a process for that, and it's really exciting. I'm really glad to have that as an addition to the book. And then we have a really kick-ass time travel and timeline through history of. So a chapter specifically to that as well. Interestingly enough, probably about a third of the book is going to be sort of the monster manual / bestiary kind of thing. It's going to be a lot of non-player characters and organizations and creatures with bios and stats. And we're calling it the Brotherhood Database. It's something I had originally envisioned to go in the back of the book, but I didn't realize how big it would end up being. And like, not even getting formatted, the Word doc file is 165 pages. Now, that said, not every page is full. Just you know, every single new entry is on a new page, but still, geez. So that's exciting. So we've been regarding the Demon Hunters role-playing game Kickstarter fulfillment. So I'm still kind of working out what we're going to do for the, you know, the actual editions of the book. We're coming along really interestingly for different ideas for the player's guide and the adventure's guide. We'll probably fulfill those, since it's PDF only, we'll probably fulfill those later, because we really want to get this book out to you and get the rest of the rewards shipped out to you. I have all of the other rewards already, so those are good to go. Well, that's not true. I need to order the rest of the necklaces, which are gorgeous and amazing. But those won't take very long. Moving on, the Gamers Natural 20 is happening. I just got off the phone with Thomas Gofton before I started recording this. In fact, it's that fresh, hot off the press news. Ink is about to be dry. We've come to an agreement, and we are going to move forward with a project that looks to be about the same length as the Gamers Natural 1. And we are looking at... apparently, a lot of people have been interested in a Cyberrun game, and Thomas is really big in the game creation, like board games and stuff. And so he's got a bang-up, awesome Cyberrun board game that he wants to do. And so we're talking about combining that into a movie-slash-board game Kickstarter, where you can get the movie and the board game as rewards, looking pretty freaking cool. I still need to put all the numbers on that and see if that even makes logistical sense, or if we just need to do that separately. But at the moment, it seems like it would make the Kickstarter a lot more interesting, as far as just running a Kickstarter goes. Pretty excited about it. We've got everything hashed out and worked out so that Leo and Gary will definitely be coming back to the scene, and with Monica and everybody from the Natural One film, and we're gonna do a sequel, and it's gonna be awesome. Andy Dupperowski is writing, and Scott Brown is gonna be producing on our end, and looking at a couple of options for directors too, which is pretty exciting. So stay tuned. We are going to have a full release, press release and announcements and stuff on that here very, very soon. The Gamers, the series, let's move on to that. Gamers, the series, we are moving to probably kickstart that in 2016 sometime. There's just too much going on. We're getting towards the end of the year, and it's... and it took us a little bit to get this gamer's license figured out. And now that we've got the gamer's license hammered out and done, we see how it applies to Natural 20. It's going to be the same situation with Zombie Orpheus, and we'll do the gamers, the series, and it will be awesome because it's our, you know, all that legwork's done. So that's great. And with Zombie Orpheus just getting off of the Strowler shoot, which I don't know much about other than apparently it was an amazing shoot. It was just too much to try and pull on everything this year. So next year is going to be a big year for production. We're still going to be trying to juggle and make sure we get everything done. I was going to say Gamers Natural 20 probably looking to start filming towards the end of January-ish. Of 2016. So that's the idea there. Gamers, the series. Ben and I need to sit down and figure out what the hell we're doing. What's also cool, though, to keep you sort of held over is that we've been talking about a series of shorts using the Patreon, Zombie Orpheus Patreon campaign, to sort of lead us to or help build up to Gamers the series. And so that's going to be really exciting. We might be able to even do something similar with Demon Hearts Red Tape, which also is in a similar state of just don't have any licensing to figure out or anything. It's just a matter of strategically making sure that we give it the attention that we need. But I got to tell you, the last conversation I had with Christian, this is a really, really, really good Demon Hunters property, Demon Hunters Red Tape. What Christian's come up with and the story and kind of it's got some really funny stuff. I think it hits it right on the head. Other big news that happened while we were trying to figure all this stuff out is that the RenewJourneyQuest.com reached its 4,400 emails goal. And so that is super exciting. Journey Quest Season 3 officially has met its subscriber email goal list. So I presume there is a Kickstarter in planning stages, and the January launch should still be in the works. I don't know much more about it other than yay. DG won't really be involved in that. It's too many cooks in the kitchen sort of thing. So, but we're going to totally support it and be excited about it, because I'm ready for some more Journey Quest. I want to see that. I'm excited about that. So October is going to be an awesome show with some Halloween stuff we're planning. November is going to have a great show gearing up for the big late year blockbusters. And then we're in the early planning stages of our Christmas show. And then we'll probably take January off and possibly February, just because of all the craziness that's going to be going on.
That was Dead FM.
Thank you for listening.
Dead FM is directed by Don Early.
Contributors to Dead FM are Scott C. Brown, Andy Dabrowski, Christian Doyle, Chris Dupenthaler, Don Early, Brian Lewis, Jimmy McMichael, Tiffany Pike, Bo Pritchard, Emily Shimkus, and Matt Shimkus. Dead FM theme song High Road is written by Sean Bendixson, performed by the Bendixson Brothers, and arranged by Steve Wolbrecht. Dead FM is copyright 2015, Dead Gentleman Productions, LLC, all rights reserved.
Don't forget to subscribe to Dead FM on iTunes, Stitcher, or however the hell else you get your podcasts. I'm flying on the water plane, guess I can't clean up, being up so low.